I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing, just last month received the latest release of figures from the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey. That's one of the annual surveys that the Census Bureau conducts.
It gives us some rather interesting facts. Fact number one, altogether in our region, we have 4.59 million people. Round figures, 4.6 million. The shares of that population I've been slowly shifting in the direction of more and more Hispanics, as a share, more and more Asians as a share, declining shares of white non-Hispanics and African Americans. This year, the Hispanic population of the two counties is 51.1%. So the population is now definitely over half. It's 49.1 in Riverside County, 53.4 in San Bernardino County. So we're becoming a very Hispanic area. The share of white non-Hispanics for the whole region is 32%. It's 35 in Riverside, 28 in San Bernardino.
Wow, changing demographics.
Changing demographics. Yeah. The African-American population is also declining. It's to 6.9 as a share, 6.1 in Riverside, 7.8% in San Bernardino.
And San Bernardino had a decline as well?
The whole region has. Then the Asian population is now larger than the African-American population.
In the Inland Empire.
In the Inland Empire.
So they're moving. They're moving even farther east than from the San Gabriel Valley.
They're coming out of San Gabriel into the eastern portion of the two counties.
Yeah.
It's 7% overall versus 6.9 for African Americans. It's 6.6 in Riverside, 7.3 in San Bernardino County. So a larger share of the San Bernardino population. Put in gross numbers, we have 2.34 million. Hispanics, 1.47 million white non-Hispanics. So as I say, definitely the region is becoming a Hispanic region, and apparently it is the fourth largest metro area in the country in terms of its total Hispanic population.
Is that right?
Now, that's one set of facts. Second set of facts that come out, each year when these data come out, we get a feeling for what's happened because of the Affordable Care Act. Before it was passed, 751,000 Inland Empire residents had no health insurance, and that was 29% of the population. It is now, as of 2017, 302,000, which is down 60%.
I was going to say, that's more than half.
Down.
More than half now have insurance.
Where it was 29%, it's down to 11% without health insurance. So definitely has had the effect of creating for the population more access to health care, which also, by the way, is a demand factor for the number of people in the Inland Empire working in the health care industry. Another set of numbers, very interesting, showing a gentle positive trend. Education. High school or less in 2015 for adults 25 and over.
In the Inland Empire.
In the Inland Empire was 47%.
Okay.
It dropped to 46.3 in 2016 and 45.7 in 2017.
So almost a couple of points in
2 years. So it's dropped
to,
close to a couple of percent. Fewer people who have no education beyond high school.
So generally a very slow trend toward a more educated workforce.
Yes.
So, Next week, we will ask why education levels are going up in the Inland Empire. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.